Customer lifetime value. Customer lifetime value or CLV is a measure of the total income a business can expect to bring in from a typical customer for as long as that person or account remains a client for the brand. When measuring CLV, it's best to look at the total average revenue generated by a customer and the total average profit. Each of these customers is going to provide so much of important insight to you that you'll be able to take better business decisions as a whole and your marketing plan, whether it's working as the way you want or not. For a more in-depth look, you may want to break down a company's CLV by quartile or some other segmentation of customers. This can give greater insight into what's working well with high-value customers, so you can work to replicate that success across your entire customer base. Lifetime value, which is also known as customer lifetime value, is a measure of customers or customer segments profit generation for a company. LTV can be defined as follows. Lifetime value is the present day value of all net margins earned from a relationship with a customer, customer segment, or cohort. LTV can be estimated at the level of the individual customer, customer segment, or cohort. A cohort of customers is a group that has some characteristic or set of characteristics in common. These might be customers recruited in a single year or recruited through a single campaign or channel. This type of analysis is useful, for example, to find out whether certain channels are more effective versus the other or more effective at recruiting high value customers. How to calculate CLV? Customer lifetime value equals customer value multiplied by average customer lifespan. To find the CLTV, you need to calculate the average purchase value and then multiply that by the number of the average number of product purchased by the customers. This is going to give you the customer's value. Then once you calculate the average customer lifespan, you can multiply that by customer value to determine customer lifetime value. As simple as that. We look at both components of this formula and how to calculate them below. Customer lifetime value equals to customer value multiplied by average customer lifespan, where customer value equals to average purchase value multiplied by average number of purchases. Customer value equals to average purchase value into multiplied by average number of purchases. What is the CLV for Netflix? An average Netflix subscriber stays on board for 25 months and has a lifetime value of $291.25. What is the CLV of Apple? It's estimated that Apple iPhone customers are valued somewhere between $700 to $900 every 2 years, which over a 20-year time span makes an iPhone customer worth $8,000 on average. $8,000 on an average. Generally speaking, your customer lifetime value should be at least 3 times greater than your CAC, which is your customer acquisition cost. In other words, we're spending $1,000 or $100 on marketing to acquire a new customer. That customer should have a customer lifetime value of at least $3,000 or $300, respectively. 3 times greater than your customer acquisition cost should be your customer lifetime value. Customer lifetime value model. There are 2 models that companies will use to measure customers' lifetime value. Predictive customer lifetime value. The predictive CLV model forecasts the buying behavior of existing and new customers using regression or machine learning. Using the predictive model for customer lifetime value helps you better identify your most valuable customers, the product or service that brings in the most sales, and how can you improve customer retention. Tech giants like Apple, Google, Amazon are perfect examples of companies that use accurate predictive CLV modeling to capture the market. How to get most of your customer lifetime value predictive analysis? Set a time frame, determine features for prediction, calculate CLV to train ML algorithm, which is the machine learning algorithm, test accuracy of a model. Set time frame, determine features for prediction, calculate CLV to train ML algorithm, test accuracy of the model. Historical customer lifetime value. The historical model uses past data to predict the value of the customer without considering whether the existing customer will continue with the company or not. With the historical model, the average value of an order is used to determine the value of your customer. You'll find this model to be especially fruitful and useful if most of your customers only interact with your business over a certain period. Determining the CLV, which is the customer lifetime value based on profit, shows you the actual profit a customer brings to your store. To determine the historical CLV, you first need to identify the touch points where a customer creates value, integrate records and create customer journey, measure your revenue at each touch point, and add everything over the lifetime of that customer. CLV can be measured in the following ways: identifying touch points where customer creates value, plus integrating records to create customer journey, plus measure revenue at each touch point, and add together over the lifetime of that customer value. When you add all of these three together over the lifetime of that customer, you will get the entire CLV. How can you increase customer lifetime value? Optimize your onboarding process. Customer onboarding is the process of bringing your customers up to speed with your brand, what you do, why it matters, and why they should stick around. Onboarding happens in the first few days after customers make their first purchase. When they head back to your website to look at other items or connect with you via email, they're learning how your company works and what all can you offer. Optimize your onboarding process. As a result, use the data customers have given to you to offer them curated item selections or great deals like Amazon does or like Zepto does today, and then follow up with email contacts to make sure what they have already bought lives up to expectations. Why this works? Optimized onboarding processes work because they established a framework for long-term customer relationships that help increase CLV over time. Number two, increase your average order value. One of the smartest ways to improve your CLV is to increase your average order value. This is something which brands like Zepto have adapted in the recent times. The minimum order value they have increased to 200 rupees to get a free delivery. So the customer is going to order minimum of 200 rupees or even more. So when a customer is about to check out, you can offer relevant complimentary products to those they're about to buy. Brands like Amazon and McDonald's are best examples of companies that use the upsell and the cross-sell method extremely well. Amazon will offer you related products and bundle them into a group price, as when you try and check out for a mobile phone, you will get a free charger, you will get a free adapter, or get them at a lower cost. McDonald's meanwhile offers small add-ons such as those delicious apple pies that help boost overall customer lifetime value. Why this works? This works because even a small increase in the order value over the time leads to increased CLV and overall revenue for the company. Considering the example of McDonald's apple pie, while adding a $1-ish item to each transaction isn't much on its own, but over time these smaller amounts add up to substantive revenue and help increase total CLV. Your revenue gets increased substantially. That's what McDonald's does, and does it brilliantly. Number three, build long-lasting relationships. Long-term customer relationships are based on trust. If buyers believe that your company offers them the best prices on the product and services they want, they'll come back. But this is just the beginning, my friend. With social media now being a critical part of any branding and marketing efforts, customers want more than just a business-based relationship. They want to cultivate a personal connection that makes them feel like more than simply a road to better business ROI. You need to make them feel more important and more worthy for the company. They need to feel happy. They need to be happy in the relationship between you and the customer. Why this works? This works because you need to stand out from the crowd. Quick and easy e-commerce is now par for the course. If you can forge an actual connection with the customers, you'll keep them coming back and increase your total CLV. Embrace good advice. Customers often have given good advice on how you could improve business practices to better serve their needs. And you can increase your CLV by taking that advice. For example, if you could create a poll on your new product or service ideas and see what your customer base thinks, you could get the necessary things to change and add the feedback as well. Why this works? Because this works because it shows you're willing to listen to people. Too many brands take that stance that they know what the customers want better than customers themselves, which in turn can be giving you a lower total CLV. By taking time to listen and respond, even if the customer advice isn't exactly what you're looking for or you want to hear, you can facilitate long-term loyalty and boost your CLV. So listen to people, listen to customers, implement the strategies or changes that they might have with your own experience and expertise added into the feedback as well. Number five, empower easy connections. Customers won't wait around for you or your brand to connect with them or answer their questions. Recent survey data found that 88% of customers want a response to emails in 1 hour or less. That is absolutely difficult, but through automation it's possible. Through multiple higher workforces it's possible. So foster a connection which is easy. While this isn't always possible, businesses can put practices in place to shorten response times and empower easy connections, like FAQs, like automatic responses through chatbots, and so on and so forth. Active social media is one such example, and as a matter of a trend for the year 2023, social media is going to be a biggest driver for social conversations for brands. They can treat it like ORM, which is online reputation management for a brand. So active social media is a must for fostering a good connection with the customer. By equipping a customer success team with the tools and technology to monitor and respond to customers' comments, DMs, or concerns via social media, brand can jumpstart the connection process and help customers feel heard. Every customer wants to feel heard. Meri baat suni ja rahi hai. I am being heard by the brand. Why this works? CLV is now driven by relationships, and relationships require an ongoing connection. While 1 hour email response times may be out of reach, the easier you make it for the customers to connect with your brand, the more connected they'll feel overall, and the more likely to come back to you and spend more money on the business, on the brand, or the service you have to offer. Another amazing example of this is WhatsApp. A lot of businesses have adapted WhatsApp as their core customer response system and core updated system so that people are updated about their offers, their orders, and so on and so forth. Number six, improve your customer service. 90% of Americans say that the customer service is one factor they consider when choosing companies to do business with. So if you want to improve your customer lifetime value, you should pay attention to your customer service and look for ways to make it excellent. Not good, not better, but excellent. You can improve on your customer service by offering existing customers personalized services, omnichannel support, and a proper return or a refund policy as well. Why does this work? It's simple. The better your customers gets the service, the more they feel valued by your brand for more than their purchases. Everybody wants to feel valued, most importantly your customers. If you stand behind your products with substantive return and refund policies, it communicates to the customer that your priority is quality and satisfaction, not overall sales volume. The result, increased customer lifetime value. Let me repeat the key points for you quickly. Optimize your onboarding process, increase your average order value, build long-lasting relationships, embrace good advice, empower easy connections, and improve customer service. When customers are happy with their purchases, they are more likely to spend money at the same business another time. If a customer prefers Nike shoes over the other brands, the CLV could be higher than $1,000 should the individual purchase at least one pair of shoes every few years over the course of their lifetime. Adidas Runtastic, a mobile fitness brand, thrives in the digital world and strives to provide an excellent fitness experience for all of its users. That can be challenging when you have 200 plus data points and a list of 90 million users who engage across multiple channels. But by using cross-channel automation to trigger one-to-one personalized experience in real time, Runtastic changed the game by delivering relevant content such as link for post-workout meal, recommendations delivered via push notification after the user is finishing a workout. The brand increased their engagement rates by 90% by just putting up a link for post-workout meal recommendations delivered to the user via push notification after they're done with their workout. Such a simple tweak, but such a big tweak in customer experience. How much are your customers costing you? CLV goes hand in hand with another important metric, which is CAC, customer acquisition cost. That's the money you invest in attracting a new customer, including advertising, marketing, special offers, sales efforts, and so on and so forth. Customer lifetime value can only make sense to you if you also take the CAC in account. For example, if the CLV of an average coffee shop customer is $1,000 and it costs more than 1,000 euros to acquire them via advertising, marketing, other offers, then the coffee chain could be losing money unless it pairs back its acquisition costs. Another thing to keep in mind is to keep a close eye on the cost of the customer to your business. Very, very important. Another such factor in the equation is the cost to serve. This is the part of the cost of doing business, and it involves everything you need to get to do to get the product or service into the customer's hands by doing what they need to do. For example, logistics, overheads in your physical location, contact center costs, and so on and so forth. Cost to serve an existing customer is what we're discussing. Before, breaking this down by customer can help you understand these costs on a granular level and dig into details like whether your high CLV customers cost the same as the low ones and whether some customers are more expensive than the others. If the cost of serving an existing customer becomes too high, you may be making a loss despite their seemingly high CLV. CSE, very important. When do companies not want relationships with the customers? Despite the financial benefits that an acquire from a relationship, companies sometimes resist entering into relationship with customers. In the business-to-business context, there are a number of reasons for this resistance. Number one is loss of control. A mature relationship involves give and take on both the sides. In bilateral relationships, suppliers may have to give up unilateral control over their own business resources. Number two, exit costs. Not all relationships survive. It is not necessarily easy or cost-effective to exit a relationship. Sometimes investments that are made in relationship are not returned when a relationship breaks down. Number three, resource commitment. Relationships require the commitment of resources such as people, time, and money. Companies have to decide whether it is better to allocate resources to customer management or some other area of their businesses, such as operations or research or development. Number four, opportunity costs. Opportunity costs. If resources are committed to one customer, they cannot be allocated to another. Relationships carry with them high opportunity costs. If you commit resources to customer A, you may have to give up the possibility of a relationship with customer B, even if that does seem to be a better proposition for you. Customer satisfaction, loyalty, and business performance. An important rationale for CRM is that it improves business performance by enhancing customer satisfaction and driving up customer loyalty. There's a compelling logic to the model, which has been dubbed the satisfaction profit chain. Satisfaction increases because customers' insight allow companies to understand their customers better and create improved customer value propositions and better customer experiences. As customer satisfaction rises, so does customer intention to repurchase. Higher the satisfaction, higher I would want to repurchase. Higher the satisfaction, higher I would want to repurchase. As simple as this, this is the satisfaction profit chain. Customer satisfaction, understanding customer requirements, meeting their expectations, delivering customer value. Then customer loyalty, behavioral loyalty, and attitudinal loyalty, both of these. Finally, business performance, revenue growth, share of customer, and customer tenure. This is the satisfaction profit chain for any business and the CRM model. Customer satisfaction has been the subject of considerable research and has been defined and measured in many ways. One of the definitions is as follows. Customer satisfaction is the customer's fulfillment response to a customer experience or some part thereof. Customer satisfaction is a pleasurable fulfillment response. Dissatisfaction is an unpleasurable fulfillment response. The experience or some part thereof component of the definition suggests that the satisfaction evaluation can be directed at any or all elements of the customer's experience. This is known as the expectations disconfirmation model of customer satisfaction. This model suggests that if customers perceive their expectations to be met, they are satisfied. If their expectations are underperformed, this is negative disconfirmation, and they will be dissatisfied for sure. Positive disconfirmation occurs when perception exceeds expectation. So when a customer's perception is exceeding the expectation, that's where you're winning, my friend. That's where they're more satisfied, more happy, and they are more likely to purchase again. Different types of customer satisfaction surveys are product usage, demographic, psychographic, longevity, open text, and satisfaction scale. Customer loyalty. Customer loyalty has also been the subject of considerable research. There are two major approaches to defining and measuring loyalty. One on behavior, other on attitude, like we saw in the diagram previously. Behavioral loyalty is measured by reference to customer purchasing behavior. Loyalty is expressed in continued patronage and buying. There are two behavioral aspects to loyalty. First, is the customer still active? Secondly, have we maintained our share of customer spending? Many direct marketing companies use RFM measures of behavioral loyalty. Those who are most loyal are those who have high scores on the three behavioral variables. Recency of purchase, how recent is their purchase? Frequency of purchases, how frequently do they purchase? And monetary value of the purchase, how much did the purchase value at? There are four forms of loyalty according to relative, attitudinal, strength, and repeat purchase behavior. Loyals are those who have high levels of repeat buying and a strong relative attitude. Spurious loyals have high levels of repeat purchase but weak relative attitude. Their repeat purchasing can be explained by inertia, high switching costs, or indifference. Latent loyalty exists when a strong relative attitude is not accompanied by repeated buying. This might be evidence of weakness in the company's distribution strategy, the product or service not being available when and where the customers want. 2D model of customer loyalty. This is where you see the relative attitude, that is where you see repeat purchase. This stands for high and strong, so the loyals have to be the strongest for sure. These are the ones who are going to always keep coming back to you for purchasing, and the lowest ones have no loyalty obviously. The latent loyalty ones have low repeat purchase value but a strong relative attitude, wherein the spurious loyalty ones have a weak relative attitude but a strong repeat purchase. Yes, are we clear with this? All right, so loyals is what we are targeting. Business performance. Business performance can be measured in many ways. The recent trend has been away from simple short-term financial measures such as a quarterly profit or earnings per share. Leading companies are moving towards a more rounded set of performance indicators such as are represented by the balanced scorecard. The balanced scorecard employs for four sets of linked performance indicators. The balanced scorecard employs four sets of linked KPIs or key performance indicators: financial, customer process, and learning and growth. The implied connection between these indicators is that people learning and growth do things, process for customers that have effects on business performance, which is financial. So financial, customer, learning and growth, all four indicators, so that you can check the balance scorecard for employees on the four key KPIs. Customer related KPIs that can be used to evaluate business performances following a CRM implementation include customer satisfaction levels, customer retention rates, customer acquisition costs, number of new customers acquired, average customer tenure, customer loyalty, behavioral or attitudinal, sales per customer, revenue growth, market share, and share of customers, which is the wallet. So many factors which come and get involved when you are checking the KPIs with relation to the customer. Multiple. Conclusions are, key learnings from the chapter is, number one, different phases of customer journey. Number two, customer lifetime value model. Number three, how to increase the customer lifetime value. Number four, when do companies not want relationships with customers. Number five, customer satisfaction. Number six, customer loyalty. And number seven, business performance. And with this, we come to the conclusion of the chapter. I hope you could learn a lot, many new things in this chapter. Keep reviewing the chapter as and when required. And last but not the least, you know what to do. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you.